For today's feature, we'll revisit the month of October when I made a trip to Farmersville and got to interview farmers from Ireland. The Irish farmers are family members of Jim Whalen and Dave Leonard, and were visiting the States to meet and reunite with both Jim and Dave and several other members of their family. During our interview, I learned that farming in Ireland is certainly different than the operations we see around here. Dave or Jim, whoever wants to start, maybe Jim, we'll start with Jim. Tell us who's here today. They're relatives of yours, but who are they and what are we doing?
Well, they're cousins from Ireland, and my great-grandfather, Martin Brown, come over, immigrated to the United States, and My son, Brad, was married in Ireland and his wife a number of years ago, and he's interested in genealogy, and he found all our cousins at the time, and he was married in Ireland, and they're over here visiting us, and we've been over there a few times, and so we're out here in the field, and everybody's taking a turn plowing and running the combine.
Well, what an exciting day, and how awesome to trace back your family history and say that you've been there to visit them, and now it's their turn. So that's pretty cool, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Dave, when I pulled up, you were in the combine. So talk to us about who was riding with you and what you've been talking about today.
Well, Margaret Dunn, she would be a distant cousin, I guess. I don't know how far back we go here, but... No, it's good. It's good to have the connection and know these fine people. And like Jim said, I'm also a relative. It's our great-great-grandmother. These folks are descendants of her brother. So that's the connection. And like Jim said, Brad researched and found these folks. So we're glad he did. So
I assume, have you been to Ireland also?
Yes. My wife, Bea, and I, we've been over there a couple times, yeah.
How does the equipment compare and just the overall operation of your farm versus theirs? How different is it?
Well, obviously we've got much bigger equipment, and we're flat and right here where we are, and they've got a lot of smaller fields, of course, and that's probably the big difference that I see. But it's just just the difference of the countries.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to our friends from Ireland here, and we'll let them explain to us how different it is. And you said smaller fields, so I'd like to get maybe an acres or a different measurement, how much different it is. So we have Fran Brennan and Terrence Dunn. Fran, we'll start with you. You're at a farm in Farmersville. Overall, your first thought when you got here, what is it like?
It's amazing, to tell you the truth. Just the land and the fields are so big, and as far as you can look, it's all land compared to at home. Like, go outside at home and you might see a 2-acre field or 20-acre field, and it's amazing now when the weather's so good and the ground is so flat. We have humps and hollows, and you know, it's amazing, so it is.
Yeah. Well, that's really neat to hear what it's like in Ireland. Right now, you were working some ground in a bean field, and we also have a corn field. Do you have those crops in Ireland, or what do you guys grow?
No, we grow malt and barley for the IGO and pasture as well, grass for beef cattle. So that's not what... We grow wheat as well at home, and beans, so we do. So, well, I don't grow beans now, but I just grow malt and barley and do grass, that's all.
You said beef cattle, so how many or how big's your herd?
Oh, I only have about 75, that's all. It's not that big.
For taking care of the cattle and calving, your seasons, are you doing that in like a fall weather or spring weather, or when does that take place?
Well, so on, and that would be in the spring weather time of the year. And well, I had suckler cows, but I got hold of them because I do work as well. So I'm buying calves and rearing them the beef. So I'll be doing that from March to Christmas, like, you know, feeding and that. And so that's...
What about prices for the beef? What do you get, say, per hundredweight or per pound?
You could get about this year I got €4 a kilo for heifers, and I got €3.85 to €3.90 for steers. So it's not much, to tell you the truth. You have everyone paid in that, and you'd have very little over now, to tell you the truth. You'd want to be getting well over the €4 a kilo for everything, you know, €4.50 or up around there. So farming is very, you wouldn't make much money out of farming in Ireland at the moment, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, we've been struggling here too. Prices have been down, so we definitely understand what you're saying. Well, we're standing next to, which is your father-in-law, or soon to be, as so I'm told. And if not, then I'm wrong. Okay, maybe not. Maybe one day. Sorry, Grania. Okay, so Terrence, yes. You are a farmer also. So what's your opinion of being here in Farmersville in Montgomery County?
Everything is huge. You know, everything is very, very big in comparison to at all. The fields are so big and they're so flat. We have at home, we'd have, you know, ditches and that, maybe 10, 20 acre fields all around. You know, another lad might have 40 or 50 acres in the field. That'd be, you know, that wouldn't be too common or anything like that.
What about equipment wise? Dave said obviously what we have here is a lot larger. So I don't know if you could tell us maybe in horsepower, size of tractors and things that you use.
Well, we have tractors at home that are 125 and 155 horsepower. We have 190 horsepower then as well. And they're chaos tractors, which probably Dave doesn't like these. He has to have a green one here anyway. I'll have to be green John Deere's. But that's more or less. The equipment has to be bigger here, of course, because if you have over bigger acres, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the biggest difference I see here. Everything is so big here.
So you have your wife here as well and your daughter, Grania. So family farming operation then?
Yes, I have two sons at home farming as well. They're at home at the moment now looking after the place. You know, so that's where we are at home.
So I guess they're taking care of things while you're here. How long is your trip going to last here?
We're only over here for 1 week. So we're going back up to St. Louis in the middle of this week. I have relations up there, so I'm going up there to see them. And that's about it, so.
Okay, I guess I didn't ask where in Ireland you guys are from.
County Leash, okay. A place outside, a place called Stradbally, and Bally Adams is the name of the town up there. That's where we live anyway. Fran is in the same place, lives in the same place as we do.
Alright, thank you guys so much. Dave, I know I had talked to you before I got here, some plans for them to visit other places while they're here visiting?
Yes, I think tomorrow we're going over to Rovi Seed and where they process the white, well, they don't process, but they clean and grade the white corn and everything. We're going to show them that, non-GMO. And Clavin Dairy, they're going to go there tomorrow on a little tour over at Nokomis. And, I think there's some more food involved. That's all we've been doing today. We finally said it over at Brad and Chrissy's house, but all we've been doing is eating and talking about working, so maybe we better do something. So you might want to ask Fran here about his plowing. He's he's been over here playing with Jim Whalen's plow and Bill Murphy. He was over here a little bit ago. I think he broke down. But I've heard something about a plowing champion or something in Ireland. So we don't know about plowing here. Most of us don't. We don't do it anymore. So you might want to ask him before you end the interview.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. I'll do that. Fran, so tell us about this. Were you in competitions or tell us about your plowing skills?
Yeah, we have a competition in Ireland there, the National Plowing Association, that's what it's called. And in September, there's a big show. It goes on for 3 days. But before September, it starts in maybe early February, March. There's competitions for all Ireland. We have 4 matches in Laois, and whoever's the top men out of Laois goes through to all Ireland to plough for all Ireland. And it's a good competition. It's great. You get out to meet neighbours and friends, and well, you go plough in Clare as well. That's another county. You could plough in Carlow. You go out to different counties and plough, you know. And but that wouldn't correspond with your Laois ones. It'd just be an outsider ploughing. You go for practice with them. But it's great though that you meet everyone from around the country and friends, and have a few drinks and go home then again. And you know, it'd be a crack. But no, I ploughed in Dáil Éireann, let's say, about 5 times. I came, I think it was nearly second last once anyway, but I came third twice and again second twice. But it's an art of ploughing, you know. Our ploughing is an art, I should say. And you know, it's good skill. Like, you have to have good skill to do it, so you do. And it's good. It's a good hobby. So it is a good hobby.
So how did you learn or train or prepare for the competition, or learn just to plough in general?
You'd learn from at home, like ploughing your own bit, but we have a club there, Ballin Ploughing Association, and you get in there and the senior men would help you. They know you start from junior and work yourself up along as a novice and work yourself up along to senior then. But the senior men are good to get you going ahead and practice, you know. So that's how we got going ahead. So I enjoyed it, but I had to give it up then, and you know, after a while I had to go home and farm, and it's hard to do everything. So yeah, it is, you know. So someday please gotta go back ahead. You'd miss the, it would be a crack, so you wouldn't show drinks. So
awesome. Well, we can definitely appreciate fellowship with friends and drinks. We like those too. So thank you guys so much. And once again, that was Jim Whalen and Dave Leonard of Farmersville, and Fran Brennan and Terrence Dunn of Ireland. And what a fun visit that was. And I think it goes without saying, but whether you're 10 miles away or over 4,000, we appreciate what you do. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.